بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the ayah that we read yesterday, that how the Quran Sharif scans us and takes out our inner weaknesses which we are not even aware. With regard to that, one incident of our pious, righteous elders, so that it becomes more clearer to us. On one occasion, Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train, and as usual, in a long journey, a conversation starts. So one person told Qari Sahib in the conversation that, "I don't believe in the hadith, I only believe in the Quran Sharif." So Qari Sahib told him, "From that statement of yours, I make out that you believe in the hadith." So he says, "I'm telling you in plain words, clear words, that I don't believe in the hadith. The hadith was collected much later. It was collected from various people. It was written on various types of things, and after a very long time. So there isn't the authenticity in the hadith." Qari Sahib again told him, "But from what you are saying, I understand that you believe in the hadith." He said, "I am surprised. You are known to be such an intelligent, knowledgeable person, and I am telling you in simple language that I don't believe in the hadith, but you are telling me that I believe in the hadith." Then Qari Sahib asked him, "That who told you that the Quran Sharif is the word of Allah? All this is the whole Quran Sharif. From where did you get that? Did Jibreel alayhi salam come to you? It was it put in your heart? Who told you?" Then he was taken aback and he thought, all that we are taught in the hadith. The hadith has told us that this Quran Sharif is from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has revealed it. From that he understood that he believes in the hadith. Without believing in the hadith, a person can never believe in the Quran Sharif. Without believing in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person will never be able to believe in Allah Ta'ala and know Allah as Allah is. So therefore, there are many times things that we think we know, and we think we are very clever also. But what we don't know about ourselves, like this person, all along his life he was like talking about it and proud that I don't believe in the hadith, but he didn't realize he is believing in the hadith. Without believing in the hadith, you can never know that the Quran is the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So like that, from the lives of the pious and the righteous also, when we stay in their company, we listen to their words, etc., their bayans, we also come to know many inner things of ourselves which we think we knew but we did not know. How many a person who will sit in a bayan and then afterwards will say that all my faults came out today. I am guilty of everything which has been said, and I at all these things. And many a times a person will admit also and say, I was not aware that I am so bad and so evil, but now I come to know. Like that, the Quran Sharif, that is the word of Allah. The words of the pious and the righteous are great and honorable, but the words of Allah Ta'ala, nothing can be more greater. So if we will read Quran Sharif daily, if we read it with understanding, the proper, correct understanding, very good. But even without understanding, we read Quran Sharif on a daily basis, the Quran Sharif will be doing a scan of our iman, our inner condition. We will be x-rayed, saunas will be taken, and the results will also come to us. That is also the miracle of the Quran. It will diagnose our spiritual diseases, and it will also at the same time give the results and the solutions also. And a person who will read Quran Sharif, he will find solutions to all his problems also. And he will find great barakat and rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah make it that we understand and appreciate what the Quran Sharif is, and not only that we take it as our deeni kitab and as a duty to read it, but with passion and enjoyment we read the kitab. How many people, unfortunately, to read a certain novel, to read a love story, all that, they will have enjoyment, if we make effort, we will get that enjoyment in the Quran Sharif, and we will look forward to our time of reading the Quran. And the Quran at the same time will be analyzing our conditions also, telling us what our problems are. And the Quran, not only will it show us the solution, but the Quran will make that solution come into us, and a person will find a great change in his life. We all should think that how much of Quran Sharif am I reading? Yesterday, one day has passed, did I read the Quran Sharif? Today's day is coming, will I be reading my Quran Sharif? Whether it is a page, whether it is a ruku, a quarter supara, one supara, whatever amount, but on a daily basis, every Muslim should be reading Quran Sharif, and we should try and pay with devotion and passion reading, not just forcefully, and we just want to get finished with it. Even for the start, that will be good, but as we will carry on, the Quran will draw us more closer to it and more closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love of the Quran Sharif, and we make the Quran Sharif our object of life, our guide in life, and the kitab that will show us our direction. Just as we want to go somewhere, we punch in our destination on the GPS, it directs us all the time. But all it does, it tells us to go this way, that way. If we take a wrong turn, it will tell us to make a U-turn or something. But the Quran Sharif won't just tell us, it will change us. It will put us on the right course. If we keep on reading the Quran Sharif, the miracle and brilliance of the Quran Sharif is that it will put us on the right course. Not just tell us to follow this route, but it will put us on the right route. As ulama have translated, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, not only that show me the right path, but put me on the right path. That is the starting of the Quran, that if we will read it regularly, we read Surah Fatiha in our namazes regularly, that it will put us on the right path, not only show us the right path, and automatically we will walk the right path. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and these great ni'mats that we have got, they are till the time of maut. One maut will come. Really, it isn't that our dunya will be left behind. All these great ni'mats of coming to the masjid, of making sajda to Allah Ta'ala, of reading Quran Sharif, all that will have then come to an end. And at that time, a person will realize the great value of this, but then unfortunately, that time is gone now. May Allah let us appreciate it while we have the opportunity. Subhanallah.